You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the very first episode of the Ask Patricia Show podcast. Yeah, this is the show. We're going to discuss the topics that get the people talking. Oh, yes, the conversation is happening here. And my co-host in this endeavor is a rather lovely Daniel Drama. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm perfectly fine today, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm fine. Well? How did you get the name Daniel Drama? Is your life full of adventure or what?
That's what it may seem like. Actually, no. Daniel Drama is more so a term of endearment. Drama in a great way. I actually teach drama to young children, so I think that's probably where it's led off from. I think it rings off well. Sorry, well, but I'll keep it.
I think it's perfect for this show. There's going to be lots of drama on here, I'm sure.
Good drama.
Yeah. All right, folks, let's go to our first song and then we're going to get on with today's topic because Daniel's got a rather telling question for everybody. Classic there by Whitney Houston. How will I know? Well, that's a good question considering today's topic. Danielle, what's your question?
My question today, Patricia. Well, it is really the topic of marriage. Do we need to bother with it?
Do we need to bother with marriage?
Do we need to bother with it? Is it actually necessary? Mm-hmm. I keep hearing a lot today about, you know, the youth or in general, that they don't care about marriage, that maybe that's something that you should put on the back burner.
Yeah,
it's optional. Mm-hmm. It's not really that important.
Okay.
Whereas I myself am getting more of the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends now have decided to settle down. They've been married for a few years now.
All right.
So I'm seeing a more of a surge of marriage
right.
in my group of friends and, right. and people that I know.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing, you know, this flurry of marriage women, and mm-hmm. I think that's great,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I'm being told on the other side that we don't care about marriage, and I just think, well,
yeah,
I don't think that's true. I mean, what do you think about this, Patricia?
That's actually quite a good point, because it is kind of the prevailing sense that nobody wants to get married anymore. Mm. That they say it's just a piece of paper. What does it matter? As long as you're committed, you love each other, and you stay faithful to each other, well, you don't need to get married. It's a bit of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told that everyone's getting divorced, so they're not too fast. So it does seem as though it's not that popular.
Yeah.
But, you know, your experience doesn't seem to bear that out.
That's right. I mean, I know we hear a lot, perhaps, you know, divorce rates are very, very high now. Mm-hmm, it seems mm-hmm. to be on the increase.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm just seeing such a surge of all these young people getting married. And actually, it seems to be that is very important to them. Actually, marriage is something they want to do.
Oh, wow.
They're fully, fully committed to doing that to them. It's not just a piece of paper, actually.
Exactly.
You know, it's certifying their relationship. But
mm-hmm.
making such a valid commitment in front of so many people, you know, you're declaring this to the world.
Exactly.
I find it really interesting. I'd like to know what their thoughts are on this, particularly that we're told this in the media quite often.
Well, I did notice you put out a bit of a survey on social media. What do they say? Interesting?
We do have some interesting comments, guys.
Okay.
So the question really was just, you know, today is marriage important today? And I had a few responses,
mm-hmm.
and one particularly from one of my favorites on here, actually. Her name's Abby.
Abby.
And she says, well, actually, it's not only important to me, but to society in general. It does give a conducive environment and atmosphere for children to be able to learn and grow,
mm-hmm.
as they need both the present influence of mum and dad.
Okay.
Now, that's quite valid, I would think.
Strong point, isn't it?
Very, very strong point there. Yeah. I know probably a lot of people would agree with that as well.
Okay, what else did anybody else say?
Well, we have another one from Ramiz here, and he said, well, it's more to do with traditions and values for me.
Traditions.
As evolution has evolved us so much.
Oh, gosh.
But some basic principles you should just not let go of.
Wow.
So marriage is part of a sanctity of life in all religions,
mm-hmm.
and it should remain that way.
Mm-hmm.
I know many will disagree with me with what I say, but that is what I believe.
Mm, well, we've got some strong points already.
A few strong points,
so did you find some sort of survey that made you ask this question, Danielle? I mean, you came out with it quite strongly there. Why should we bother about marriage? I mean, what influenced you with that?
Well, that's very interesting, Patricia. So I thought, well, I'll go to my best friend, and I went to Google, and I thought,
Googling.
I'd really like to find some information out. So I went to Google, and I found a study done on the Telegraph. It was more so just an article about, you know, why do people still get married young? However, I was reading through, and it sort of shows that, the latest figures show that Generation Y are getting hitched a lot later in life.
Okay, that's the truth. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. So the lady had written this, Emily Chan, had basically gone through and asked some students to decide why some students had decided to tie the knot so young.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting because it says with the average age of marriage, it actually stands between the age of 37 for men and 34 for women.
Okay.
And some of these people, you know, graduating this summer appear to be bucking the trend. So there are a few students who have actually decided to get married very, very young.
Okay.
However, we are still getting the contradicting stories as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've read various articles, even through the New York Times, they had written about...
New York Times? What were you saying?
Well, New York Times had said something to the effect of, well, it's much more acceptable to just cohabit these days.
Well, that is true. It is true. People don't frown on it anymore.
It's much more acceptable to cohabit these days.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was interesting because it seems to be that it's easier. It's easier to do this rather than to get married.
Yeah.
Another lady called Helen Croydon, actually. She happens to be an author called Screw the Fairy Tale.
She's the author of a book called Screw the Fairy Tale.
That's right. Yep. Okay. She is called, her name's Helen Croydon. And she had basically put out that marriage is more of a conspiracy.
Oh my gosh.
I must admit, I did sort of laugh when I read that because it seems to be quite extreme.
Mm.
So marriage is more of a conspiracy, and that young people fail to see through that because apparently we're more concerned with sort of a fairy tale wedding and just finding the one.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to more of a commitment,
mm-hmm.
Which was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I must say I didn't really agree with in the end of her conclusion was that she was saying with young people, that we shouldn't restrict ourselves. We should, and also why we should bother to make a promise that we'll be unable to keep.
Oh my gosh. Well, she's very confident, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, in the wrong way.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I can understand where she's coming from with when she mentions conspiracy, just purely because I think a lot of people have the wrong idea of marriage and what it actually does mean. So perhaps it's the definitions that are changing and
perhaps
the meaning that's lost.
We need to ask people, what does marriage actually mean?
What does it mean to them?
Yeah,
exactly.
that's a good... Well, listen, I know we've got some people wanting to get involved in our conversation.
That's right.
Yeah, because it is a great, great topic. I mean, I will say very quickly, I would agree with her when she says screw the fairy tale because marriage isn't a fairy tale and it's not about Hollywood. So we need to screw the fairy tale because marriage is actually real life.
Of course.
I think sometimes people don't realise that. But listen, let's go to a quick break and then let's see what everybody has to say.
Can't wait.
All right.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I wanna marry you. Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you. Well, I know this little chapel on the boulevard. We can go.
Too
Well, it looks like we've got somebody on the line already. Who we got calling, Danielle?
All right, so on the line we have Nick. He's in London at the moment. Hi, Nick.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for actually coming in. Now, today we are on a very, you know, specific topic. We're talking about marriage. And is it really necessary in today's society, Nick? Now, I believe you are newly married. That's correct, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So what really are your views on marriage? Because we hear a lot today that it's not really relevant, especially for today's younger society. And it seems to have sort of a negative impact. So I'd just like to get your thoughts on what you believe, Nick.
Sure. Well, first of all, I do think it's relevant, necessary. I think it's very important, almost especially in this generation. As you know, there's lots in the media. There's lots telling us that, you know, it might not be necessary. But from a personal point of view, you know, for myself and my wife, it's kind of brought us together even closer. We've been together for 6 years before we were married, so you could almost feel that, you know, it wasn't needed, because obviously we got that trust, we got that bond between us. But, you know, in truth, it's kind of been the beginning of the rest of our lives. A lot of people build like a wedding or a marriage up to the actual day, you know, especially with brides and grooms and the whole celebration. It could almost feel like the end of something. But, I mean, we promised ourselves before we got married that it would be the beginning of something, which is... you know, something we're trying to continue and just enjoy, really. So obviously we're, well, been married 5 months now.
That's
so,
quite a meaty answer there, Nick. I think that's quality. Sure. Brilliant. What do you think, Patricia?
Yeah, hi there, Nick. How you doing? It's Patricia speaking.
Doing?
Yeah. Listen, I think that's a great answer, but I'm just thinking, you sound quite young. And didn't your friends kind of say to you, well, you know, take your time, you're never too, you can't be too careful, you know, everything's fine. If it's not broke, why fix it?
Sure. That's, you know, as you say, some people, some of my friends that aren't married, have kind of brought up those conversations, brought up that topic. What I kind of said to them and would say to other people is that if you find that person that, you know, that you love, that you know you want to be with, firstly, a big wedding, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It's not about, you know, the finances, which, again, in today's media, it seems to be kind of pointing towards.
That's true.
Making sure it's big, making sure it's flamboyant.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just about having the kind of peace of mind, the confidence in your partner to say, well, hey, you know, let's take this relationship further. And in my personal view, being a Christian, I think it's very important to do that under the eyes of I believe in God, to make it almost a three-way relationship rather than just a two-way relationship.
Mm.
So, yeah, and it kind of strengthens that, gives that strength to it.
Yeah,
loving that, Nick. Loving that point there. You know, it's really, really refreshing to hear this brought up, especially in today's sort of youth and culture and this particular generation, because it seems marriage seems to be berated almost. So it's really refreshing to hear it brought about in a new light. So thank you so much for your contribution, Nick. I mean, this is something we really feel strongly about here. So thank you so much again for calling in, and we'll speak with you another time, hopefully. Have a brilliant day.
Okay, take care.
Thank you so much.
Have a happy married life then, Nick.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, take care. Bye-bye. See you. Well, that was really nice talking to Nick there. Obviously, newly married. I mean, how newly married was he? Do you know? Did he tell you offline?
Newly married. I do believe it's around a couple of months now. I mean, of course, Nick said he's been with his wife now for 6 years.
Right.
And they just recently got married. So, I mean, for a lot of people, maybe that would be, you know, a reason to not get married, because they'd been together for so long without, you know, without marriage, that maybe it wouldn't have actually been necessary. But actually, you know, he felt the need. It was important for him to take that next step.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder where this lady did her research, because it really matters where you do your survey, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's who you ask, precisely, and where you decide to do your questioning, because your friends are all getting married. I've got lots of friends that are married. So, I don't know. We're still questioning that theory that people aren't getting married. So, Helen Croydon, we're not too sure if we want to screw the fairy tale, as you put it. It sounds like people do think that marriage is necessary. Let's go to another song and see who else is going to talk to us today on the Arts Patricia podcast. It was so easy.
Can we bring yesterday back around? 'Cause I know how I feel about you now. I was dumb, I was wrong, I let you down. But I know how I feel about you now. All that it takes, one more chance. Don't let our last kiss be our last. Give me tonight and I'll show you. I know everything changes. I don't care where it takes us. 'Cause I know how I feel about you. Can we bring yesterday back around? 'Cause I know.
Yeah, Sugar Babe says, I know how I feel about you now. Well, listen, we're asking the question here on the Arts Patricia podcast. Is it still necessary to get married? In fact, we're quoting Helen Croydon, who's written in the New York Times, says, screw the fairy tale. Why bother to get married? She thinks it's all a conspiracy. What does Jana have to say?
Having recently got married myself about 4 months ago, I disagree with that. And I think that my wedding day was actually the happiest one of my life. I've got no regrets whatsoever about it.
Oh, that's so lovely to hear.
Oh, so lovely. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, Jana, the thing is, I would have thought if I hadn't spoken to you and if Danielle hadn't said what she had to say about all of her friends getting mad and she would like to get mad, you know, if I listen to society, even the songs that people sing and just the attitude nowadays, people don't seem to feel that fuss about getting married. It's just like take it or leave it and why bother, you know? But you obviously not subscribing to that.
No, well, I feel that... For me and for my husband, it was just a natural step for us. It was the next stage in our relationship.
Right.
And it just felt so right to do. And now that we've done it, I think we're still so caught up in the excitement of it, really. It's like honeymoon period.
Oh, that's so nice. Talking about honeymoons, but did you go anywhere exciting?
We got back yesterday, actually. We went to Tenerife for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, so you really are newly married.
Yeah, I really are.
Oh, congratulations, my darling. Well, so what would you say to people that maybe other young people that are perhaps subscribing to the view, why get married? I mean, it's just a piece of paper. I mean, what is so great about it?
I think for me, it's the security of it, actually. Just knowing that I've got the rest of my life with who I consider my best friends, and just knowing that nothing can touch it, really, and that we're set for life. We've got so much to look forward to as well.
Oh, I need some tissues.
I think that's brilliant, Jana. I mean, the thing is, of course, you've just been, you know, newlywed, and, you know, it's so lovely to hear that you're still in, you know, the honeymoon phase. And, you know, this lady, I mean, like I say, was talking about a study I was reading, and an author, Helen Croydon, had actually said she would encourage young people to just forget about marriage. You know, and that it's perfectly fine, you know, by all means to fall in love and, you know, as much as you like, essentially, but not to make that lifelong promise that you don't actually want to keep. Now, I'm sure that's something you don't agree with, because, of course, you've just made your lifelong commitment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how detrimental would you think that would be to, you know, somebody that could be, you know, your similar age group? I mean, would that be quite damaging, would you think?
Well, it's easy to listen to what society says and, you know, get caught up with all the different opinions out there. But personally, I just think that it's one of the greatest things that you can do. And for me and Nick, we've got God on our side as well. Mm. And for us, it's a way we feel it was part of his plan for us to be together. And he's been there every step of the way, and it's just our way of saying thank you, really, and
that's brilliant.
Showing everyone.
Well, we're just sitting here with silly smiles on our face, Jana. That's what we're doing. Listen, it's so lovely you to take some time and talk to us. So listen, we're wishing you so many years of happy married life, my darling. You say take care. Thanks for talking
to us.
Thank
you so much, Jana. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that's really nice because Jana is like glowing. I can tell through the telephone that she's still beaming.
I know.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we've got some more people that want to get on the show, so we better get a move on. So let's get somebody else on the line just after this song. That was Robin S there with Show me love. Okay, well, I do believe we've got the rather lovely Sabira on the line. How are you doing, Sabira?
I'm all right, thank you.
Listen, thanks for calling in the show. You know, we're asking the question, or rather Danielle's asking the question, marriage, why even bother?
Pretty much. Hey,
what do you think?
Well, I think it's really good. I'd recommend it because I've had a great experience.
Okay.
Because in our my family, my mum's family's not very religious. My husband's family was.
Okay.
So I was with him for about 2 years before we decided to get married. It's just really religious reasons, really, because I'm a practicing Muslim.
Okay.
And I didn't really want to carry on my life, not being married. I think it all stems down to the kind of person you marry as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because especially now, because I've got married quite young, I was about 22 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he was 25.
All right.
So, he's still like at the prime of his life, wants to go out, clubbing,
mm-hmm.
and all
have fun, enjoy himself still. Yeah,
so when you get married, it's different. You can't be going out and, eyeing up the girls, going out with his friends, drinking and all
no
that.
No eyeing up the girls allowed.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and it all is really different. And obviously, with your male friends as well, with me, I've kind of I haven't really consciously wanted to do that, but it has happened.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Just happened and obviously when you have children and all that, a lot of things change. But
exactly.
I'd definitely recommend it. I would.
Oh wow.
So Sabira, would you say that there's perhaps an increase in pressure for, probably women of this age now, perhaps in their, from their 20s, maybe 23, 24, that they should be looking to get married now? Or would you say that actually there's no pressure at all because it's really not that important at the end of the day, so we're told? What would you say?
Well, I'm the first one out of all my friends who's got married. None of them are married yet.
Oh, wow.
So
first out of the bunch.
They're feeling a lot of pressure
okay.
in finding the right guy and things like that. So I think also culturally as well, because it's most of them, my Asian friends, they're the ones that are feeling the most pressure from their parents, from, their family members and people around them. But with my more I would say English friends,
yeah.
they're not really. They just settle down with their partners and they're fine to live, being single and stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't think there's that much pressure anymore. I don't think so, because a lot of women are more into their careers and career minded and they're
more independent.
More independent, yeah, and they don't. And back in the days, it used to be women wouldn't really be able to succeed without being married.
Yeah.
But now women are succeeding, doing so many things, being single, and they're just enjoying their lives. I don't think there's that much pressure anymore.
That's actually quite interesting. You say that, Sabira. Actually, success being a factor as well.
Yeah.
And that it seems to be a barrier to women wanting to get married because perhaps they may feel that is a burden to them. It's going to be something that's going to hold them back.
Yeah.
And why get married? I want to have my job, I want to get my career, I want to perhaps, maybe it's the traveling that I want to do before I settle down and become a housewife.
I think it's
built a few negative connotations. You hear marriage and it's almost very, very negative now. So
yeah. I don't think when you're married that you have to become a housewife. You can also have your career. You can also travel, because my husband likes traveling. We've been traveling before we had my son. We traveled quite a bit, and no way am I. Well, now I've become a bit more of a housewife just because of my son.
Yeah.
But I'll be going back to work hopefully in a couple of months' time. And I think it really boils down to who you're married to as well.
Yeah.
Like if your husband or your spouse is understanding in that way. And they want you to also, do what you want to do. Just because you're married, it's not a burden. It doesn't hold you back from anything. In fact, I think it helps you. It just helps you get on with other things in your life. You don't need to worry about, am I going to meet this guy? Or is my boyfriend going to leave me?
Yeah.
And run off with some younger girl. When you're married, it's a bit, in our culture, in my religion, really, it's just, if you're married, that's what you have to work towards.
Yeah. So it's more of a certainty then. It's more of a,
You
have that security around you now. You don't panic.
Yeah, security. Okay. Yeah, it is. And you can be yourself with that person as well. And you do everything and enjoy everything with that person.
But do you find that people sort of say to you, Sabira, that, you know, what's the point of getting married? You know, at the end of the day, like this lady who's written the book, Helen Croydon, says, screw the fairy tale. You know, it's all a conspiracy anyway. You know, why commit just to one person, you know? And I'm thinking, in a way, you might think, yeah, that's true. Why should I just limit myself to one person to love me? You know, there's so many people that I can meet throughout my life that I might think are attractive and lovely, who can treat me well. And that's a bit of an argument. Do you see that at all? Or do you think, nah?
Oh, I think maybe because I see it in more of a religious way.
Okay.
Because, I'm probably not the right person to answer that. But I think of it as more of a religious way. So really, my husband is who I'm going to be with here in this life and the after.
Oh,
so,
cool.
So I would just want to spend all my life with him and, you know, like that. I don't think, if there are other people that want to get to know me, I think really I just keep it for my husband.
Yeah. Keep it for your husband. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I mean, that's a great answer, but I thought, you know, that, say you weren't particularly religious, that might be quite an attractive argument. But I thought that's probably good when you're 20 and 30. But when you're 40, 50, 60, I mean, really, you know, are you still going to be doing that?
Yeah. See, like my mum's divorced.
Right.
Just recently got divorced, and parents were married for coming up to nearly 30 years.
Oh, that's a
long
time.
My mum's in her 50s. Yeah, my mum's in her 50s now. And really, she's not very religious. She's not very traditional. So I've been saying to my mum, you know, go out and meet people.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Go on dates. You know, it's kind of, it'll be good also for her self-esteem as well.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, just for her to socialise with people.
Yeah.
And so my mum, hopefully she will start doing that soon.
Yeah, go for it, mum.
I think for maybe older ladies, or, you know, not really older ladies, but, you know, it sounds a bit mean, but...
we know what you
we
mean.
We get what you're saying.
If I wasn't thinking of it as in the religious way, then I think so. Because it's not that I haven't done that. Before I started practicing, I was.
Right.
Did have other boyfriends. I did want to, like, you know, as I say, test the waters. I wanted to see who was the right one for me. And then I settled down.
Sabira, you feel like you've already sort of essentially had your fun and you're ready to settle down. You're quite happy in this and you don't feel like, you know, your married life is going to be some boring life. But actually, it seems like you're having quite a lot of fun with your husband. You say you're travelling and, you know, you want to spend the rest of your life with him and you don't balk at that aspect at all. And that's, you know... It's a really bold statement to say, and especially nowadays, because we keep hearing in the paper, you know, divorce is on the up. This is on the increase. You know, don't get married if you can avoid it. Just don't bother. You know.
Oh, I said that at the beginning.
Did you?
I said that at the beginning. The first 6 months, I'm telling you, I wanted to leave him.
Oh, gosh.
I should only see him say, on the weekends. I never actually lived with him. I didn't know about his smelly socks. I didn't know about all these things. You know, I didn't know about how he actually was to live with.
Oh, okay.
So if people do that before they get married, and that's really good. It will, like, it will help a lot with a lot of heartache. But
But you're recommending marriage then? You think it's a good thing?
Yeah. Yes.
Lovely to get that.
All right, Sabira, we love speaking to you. Great
Thank
fun.
Thank you so much.
And sorry about the smelly socks. Talk to you next time. Take care.
Right. Take care.
All right, my darling. Bye. Well, Danielle, we're having some great people on the show today.
I know, right?
I'm kind of loving them.
I know. We've got some interesting answers there. We've had a few topics come up. We've had, we've got culture, we've got religion going on there. So it seems to be
religion's
a few factors
a big thing
there.
Though, isn't it? I think religion's got a big factor there.
A massive factor.
Quite a powerful factor.
Probably one of the most important factors for a lot of people there that are still deciding to get married nowadays.
Yeah, great stuff. Anybody else on them? I mean, I know you've got lots of results there on Facebook and Twitter. Give us a couple from Facebook.
Well, yeah, okay. So I'm going through now, and actually, we've got a really interesting one here.
Which one's that?
Quite a strong view from Stephanie here.
Stephanie, what's she saying?
She said, well, it's not valued at all. People get into it with the idea that divorce is a get out clause.
Okay.
Divorce is so commonplace that it's practically celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And even some Christians seem to accept it as a normal view here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a strong view, I would say.
Especially when she's the word celebrate. The celebrate is actually a point, because there are people that when they get divorced, they have a divorce party.
Yeah,
can you believe
How
that?
Crazy.
You're celebrating the collapse of your marriage.
But it speaks, but I suppose, I mean, it sounds hilarious, but if you dig a bit deeper, it just probably looks into the reasons as to what the marriage had meant to them initially. And, you know, if you get to a point of celebrating a divorce, you have to come to look at what was that marriage even like? I mean, was it even healthy? Mm. You know, because we're asking a very broad question here.
It is broad.
Is marriage necessary?
I suppose
we do want to ask the question, I mean, healthy marriages, are they
healthy
are
marriage?
They
healthy marriage, yeah.
Perhaps better to distinguish between a good marriage.
Make
and
that
a
distinction.
Bad marriage. Precisely.
Mm-hmm. What else did anybody else say?
Yeah, we've got another one here from Mark here, and he said he agrees it's definitely important. It is about committing to another person and giving you both the freedom to love each other without the fear of rejection, which is also quite interesting there. You know, that hadn't been picked up before, so I thought that was quite interesting that he brought that up as well. Mm-hmm. And also, we have another comment here from Martin, and he says it is more so about the vows. For richer, for poorer, sickness and in health, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it really means for poorer in sickness. And it says it's not so hard in the richer and healthier part. so I thought that was quite funny there. But we've had a few comments, and I read through one, and I got one here from Carol, and she just says, no, I can't be bothered.
Carol, so, she can't be bothered. Yeah. Oh,
she didn't
Carol.
Offer a reason
Come
as
on,
to
Carol.
Why. There was no reason offered as to why she couldn't be bothered. But, I mean, there you go. All right.
Well, listen, let's go for a final song break. And then I think we might have a call or two. Might have to squeeze them in. And then you and I probably can have our say. Let's do that.
Whoa, baby.
Bringing me flowers. Sweet female attitude there. All right, well, we're having a great conversation on the Arts Patricia podcast. Is marriage necessary? Does it even matter nowadays? And I believe we've got the rather fabulous David on the line. Hi, David.
Hey, you right?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for calling in the show.
That's okay.
Yeah. So listen, Daniel's put it out there all over Twitter world, all over Facebook, you know, does marriage even matter? What do you have to say?
I think it matters. I think it has a severe impact on society and the community, and I think it has especially an impact in raising their children. You know, I think it's a very important factor in the raising of children, and that I think that every child deserves to have a married couple as to grow up with.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say I kind of agree with that, because I'm sitting here as a married woman of several years. But, you know, society wants to tell us that, you know, particularly we have such a preponderance of single mothers, all probably trying to do their very best to raise their sons, raise their daughters. And they're probably going to say, I'm doing a great job, thank you very much. But we're kind of saying, really, two is better. And if they can be married, even more so. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that, and I mean, I think what it is that a lot of single mothers are kind of set, you know, and they're kind of accepting that, you know, I'm cool with just being a single mother, and they don't. I hear a lot of women saying that they don't want to be married, they don't want to go through have a life partner and have a husband.
I
think that's that to heart really, because you know it's not fair on the kids, you know, the kids shouldn't. For us to make a decision of who they should live with and who they should grow up with. Yeah. Every child deserves to grow up with both their mother and father in the household. I was privileged myself enough to grow up with that. My parents are still married for 29 years now.
Oh wow.
And I feel that, you know, I was one of the minority, you know. Growing up, only me and my other friends had that. Everyone else had grew up with only their mother. And you know, I think that I shouldn't be the only one that's that privileged. I think every child should have that. And it's like women who deliberately say, no, I don't want to be married, I don't want to have the man in the life, I think they're kind of subjecting their child to to be deprivileged. They're kind of like taking away that benefit. You know, it's a proven fact that a child that grows up in a good family, marital home, has a better chance in life. You know, they witness what it's like from both angles of what it's for, especially for sons as well. I think it's very important. They witness what it's like to be what it takes to be a good man. Witness what it takes to be how to treat a woman and to, you know, how to grow up around them. You know, I think. It could be almost detrimental for kids to grow up without their father or mother in the home, without a marital parent.
But do you think some of the guys are not keen to get married because perhaps they came from households where they didn't have mum and dad, or they just don't want to commit to one person? Because sometimes the woman does want to marry, perhaps the father of her child or the man that she's with, she does want to marry, but he kind of wants to maybe play the field or not commit to one person. I mean, men don't seem to be, I mean, it's a generalisation, but they don't seem to be too keen to settle down with one woman. Yeah. I mean, could that be the problem?
No, I think partly it's to do with society, the way it's going today.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to be biased just because I'm a man. I will admit there are some guys out there that just want to play the field and don't want to be tied down. But the majority of men that I know do want to get married, but it's just that the way how it's so demanding, you know.
That's true.
Also other factors, you know, when for instance, if, God forbid there should ever be a divorce or they should ever split up.
Right.
Us men, we have pretty much no chance to gain custody of the kids.
That's true.
So it's just going to result in that. So.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point you've made there. Well, listen, David, I would actually love to talk to you a little bit more, but the thing is, your line's not so wonderful. So we just want to thank you just for taking the time out to talk to us on the show.
That's
great views.
Thank you so much, David.
All right, you take care, David. Bye bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Cheers.
All right, take care. Well, I did like the way David was really fair there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he brought up a fair few good amount of points there, and I think. You know, he touched on so many subjects there, and it just
goes
to show with marriage. I mean, you're not just looking at it through one lens. You're going to be looking at, you know, four or five lenses. I mean, he brought up the example of children. How would they see their parents? I mean, how would they then go about into society, you know, without having probably the fair the fair sort of background with mum and dad on their side, and I take that point down as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. that's really important mm-hmm. here mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's take the last 5 minutes or so, Danielle, and kind of share points that we have. Oh my gosh, I've got more people coming to me on Twitter. Listen, guys, you are a little bit late in the day. You better save that for the blog. Listen, guys, the conversation is still going to carry on offline, okay? You need to find, Arts Patricia 2000 at wordpress.com. That's where it's happening, offline. The conversation still goes on. Arts Patricia 2000 wordpress.com. We want to hear your views. We've only had 5 or 6, 7 people on the show because that's all we can fit in for the hour. But listen, your point of view is very necessary as well. And Danielle and I want to know what you all think. Yeah, does marriage still count? I've got my point of view. Danielle's got her point of view. And I'm going to give Danielle the mic for, I'm going to give it to her, couple minutes to hear what she has to say. She's been asking you.
I mean,
let's hear what she has to say.
Well, yes, let's hear what I've got to say. I don't think I need a couple minutes.
You don't need a couple minutes, okay?
No, I mean, I would like to keep it quite simple. I mean, obviously, we've heard a lot from our callers and what they think and what their experiences are. And, you know, I come from the view, I mean, my parents are still married, mm-hmm. Which is great to see. And in fact, I can sort of I have a common sort of interest with David, actually, who said his parents are still married and he was part of the minority in school. So was I. Going back to high school, I was one of a few people among my peers that still had parents that were still together. Now,
oh, really?
Yes. In fact, it was how you could distinguish people, you know, whose parents were still together and whose weren't. And I just thought it was quite interesting that me and a group of friends, we actually still had our parents together. But that, I think, is more so now.
Yes.
I think one of the key things to remember is that marriage is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is my personal view. I think it's important. I feel like I have a better sense of my identity because I feel like I have a stable background there. I don't feel that I'm lacking in an example of a male role model. I don't think I'm lacking in the sense of having a female role model. And it's coming to understand your parents in a way that they are working together rather than separately. Mm-hmm. So you can see the unity of the two. So I just think that marriage should be encouraged. It should be favoured amongst not getting married, and also the benefits of having a healthy marriage.
Okay, great point. So, well, actually, we've got a couple of celebrity tweets here wanting to get involved on the Ask Patricia podcast. We've got David here, who was in Homeland. We love you there, David. And he says, for those who feel the need, perhaps, if there are children involved, it's more important. The two just get along. And I kind of agree. Yeah, absolutely there. And then we've also got Dominique Haddon. Oh, yeah, we all know Dominique Haddon. She's married to gospel superstar Dietrich Haddon. And she says, yes, of course, marriage is important. People are getting married every day. It's just the things that they show us. And that's why we think no one's getting married. But they absolutely are. All right. Well, as you can probably tell, I'm in full agreement. We all think here that marriage is a good thing. And I'm saying that after 3 decades of marriage. So, of course, I would say that, wouldn't I? All right. Listen, go now. This is a call to action. Go now to askpatricia2000wordpress.com to share your views on does marriage really matter? And we are out. See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Standing out of love yonder, heaven over the higher, just for me and the choir. I love you like Sunday morning. Standing out of love, heaven over the higher, heart racing like a singing in the choir. Everything will be alright. It makes me wanna say thank you, Lord, for all you've done and all the love this woman gives to me. She gives me something to believe in, yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm going up yonder. Didn't make it, they tried to wait until tomorrow.